The Obama administration announced today that it will ask a military commission to try the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks along with four conspirators. The decision is a major reversal. It had wanted to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a civilian court, but that was not possible, at least for the foreseeable future. Here's Attorney General Eric Holder earlier today.
We simply cannot allow a trial to be delayed any longer for the victims of the 9/11 attacks, or for their family members who have waited for nearly a decade for justice. Like many Americans, they differ on where the 9/11 conspirators should be prosecuted, but there is one thing on which they all agree. We must bring the conspirators to justice.
And that justice, Attorney General Holder said, will have to be found in a military court. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been following the story. She joins us now. Dina, in late 2009, Attorney General Holder announced that these five conspirators would be tried in New York City in a civilian trial. So today's decision officially reverses that.
Yes, this was a decision the Attorney General didn't want to make. I mean, when you talk to Justice Department officials privately, they tell you they thought the civilian trials for the 9/11 suspects were not only possible, but actually preferable. And then back in November 2009, when Holder announced that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others would be tried in New York, the announcement was just badly handled. I mean, the Justice Department didn't get local officials in New York on board first. So just days after the decision, there was a ton of local opposition. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars just for trial security. And frankly, that was the beginning of the end for trying the 9/11 suspects in a federal court.
This reaction in New York that ultimately forced the Attorney General to switch venues, how strong was that?
Well, it was strong, but that was only part of it. He blamed Congress for tying his Attorney General Holder blamed Congress for tying his hands. Basically, what happened is Congress imposed all these restrictions that made it basically impossible to bring any detainees to the U.S. for trial. And they blocked funding for moving the prisoners to the U.S. They wouldn't allow the Justice Department to spend money on prisons that might house detainees in the U.S. And it seemed like Attorney General Holder was really angry about that. We have tape of what he said.
Decisions about who, where, and how to prosecute have always been and must remain the responsibility of the executive branch. Members of Congress simply do not have access to the evidence and other information necessary to make prosecution judgments.
You know, and then the Attorney General said the administration would continue to try to repeal those restrictions and bring other detainees here for civilian trial in the future. But the way the Justice Department sees it, Congress essentially told them who they can or can't prosecute. And that's what's upset the Attorney General.
And you could hear that in his voice. Dina, help us understand something. What will a military trial actually mean for these men who were linked to the 9/11 attacks?
Well, the feeling had been that since Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the self-proclaimed mastermind of the attacks, that it would be fairly straightforward. But Holder mentioned in the press conference that it might not be so simple. He said it's an open question whether a military tribunal would give Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or the other four men the death penalty if they plead guilty. That's because, the statute for the military commissions hasn't been tested. What we do know, if someone is convicted, they might get the death penalty, but we don't know if they just plead guilty whether they would. That's still untested.
And that's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.